Deferring taxes through property exchange. The contacts you make with other real estate investors will be particularly helpful to you if you decide to exchange properties. Other investors will be interested in exchanging a property because of the benefits both parties enjoy. The major benefits of exchanges versus selling for cash is that you won't be immediately taxed on the gains you receive from your transaction. And as a matter of fact, if you still own the property at the time you die, your estate won't be taxed either. What a price to pay, huh? Even if the seller you approach is not an investor, you can educate him or her about the substantial tax savings associated with exchanges. As I've said time and time again, a win-win transaction appeals to both buyers and sellers. Exchanges can be a simple two-way swap. They can involve three parties, or they can involve a delayed exchange of properties. Now, no matter what kind of exchange is made, all parties receive tax benefits. And as a matter of fact, you can literally add hundreds of thousands of dollars to your net worth by deferring capital gain taxes over a long and successful career. Start exploring this lucrative area of real estate by looking into the Internal Revenue Service Code 1031. This code describes how an exchange can allow you to defer paying capital gains taxes. Now, you can perform this land exchange a number of ways, including a direct or partial exchange, or by putting the proceeds of a property sale into an escrow account with an impartial third party while you identify and purchase replacement property. A word of caution. Entering a 1031 exchange can be a somewhat complicated proposal, so it's a good idea to consult an attorney or an accountant before you enter into this arrangement. Even though, in real estate terms, a land exchange is relatively straightforward, there are some technical aspects that a beginning investor might need assistance with. When in doubt, seek out the professionals that can make your business even more profitable. In this audio chapter, I'm going to discuss the definition of a property exchange, the financial advantages of property exchange, and the three types of property exchange. But before I do, I want to say a few words about depreciation and taxes.